Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Like, this is a Cubs show today. Like, let's be real here. And the Cubs, you know, as we were talking about last segment, they're looking to offload Cody Bellinger's contract. They're potentially willing to move Seiya Suzuki because they know they can probably get a lot for him. I mean, I think Seiya's their best player. I do. I mean, he's below average in right, but as far as what he does at the dish, like, he's probably their best player to go along with, yeah, the Ian Happs of the world, the Wisdoms of the world, and the PCAs of the world and stuff like that, along with a pitching staff that's not too shabby.
Again, this is where it's like, do the Cubs think they're closer than we think?
And I think that's what it is. I think they think they are closer than they are, and that's why they send Isak Paredes and some of their top prospects to Houston for a rental in Kyle Tucker. I mean, is Kyle Tucker the best right fielder in baseball? I mean, I know Soto plays in right, and Soto is a better hitter than Tucker, but as far as a full-on right fielder...
I mean, if he were best defensively, he'd be in right and Judge would be in left. You usually put your least valuable defensive player in left field. That's where Soto's going.
I think the only player in right field that's better than Kyle Tucker is Mookie Betts.
Who's going to be playing second next year?
I think he's going to be playing short.
I was going to say,
there you go. Infield. Yeah, short.
Yeah. I was going to say, yeah, possibly short. Maybe center field. Who knows? Yeah. Put him wherever. He'll be fine.
And Bryce Harper was great in right for a long time, and they moved him to first after the Tommy John on his elbow. Like, Kyle Tucker might be the best all around right fielder in baseball.
Yeah. I mean, again, as far as who's going to play the most in right field, because like you mentioned, it's like Mookie Betts, who knows where he's going to play next year, wherever they need him to. And then, as you mentioned, Bryce moving to first. So
where does Acuna play?
Right.
Acuna plays in right.
So that'd like be the only other one, maybe.
Okay, yeah, I would listen to that, because Acuna at the dish is phenomenal.
Yeah. And again, I know you wanted to get into it, I don't know if now or later, but as far as the person who's now moving over to the right field for the New York Yankees, I mean, that would probably be your other competition.
That's true. That's true. He is great in right. And we will get to the Yankees at the top of the 8 o'clock hour and what's going on, and stick with this Cubs-themed show. But let me ask, what do the Cubs look like right now? And I know we're kind of waiting to talk about this Bellinger thing, and obviously we will get to that. But Kyle Tucker in Chicago, you don't send a full-blown starter in Isak Paredes and two of your best prospects to Houston for Kyle Tucker if you don't think you got a shot at this?
I'm looking at their depth chart right now as far as what it stands like currently. I mean, in right, you got Kyle Tucker. Center, you got Pete Crow Armstrong, which...
PCA is a solid up-and-coming player.
Yeah, and hopefully he's just going to get better and better. Ian Happ in left.
Ian Happ was a top 40 fantasy baseball player last year. I had him on my team, and he was a big reason why my team was okay.
Your middle infield is going to be Dansby, Nico Horner. Third base, I don't know what they're going to do right now because at this moment in time, it's a dude named Miles Mastrobuoni.
And that's where Esoc played.
And Michael Bush, first base, who was a great addition for them. And then catcher, Miguel Amaya. And then their pitching staff of Steele and Shota. And then Jameson Taillon.
And that's a pretty solid 1-2-3. So they must, the Cubs must be looking at it as addition by subtraction. Let's get Bellinger's money off the books. Esoc had a really brutal second half in Chicago last year.
And I didn't even throw in Seiya on that. I mean,
right. Seiya Suzuki is going to probably be your DH.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Esoc had a really rough second half. He was really good in Tampa. When he got to Chicago, what I saw and what I think Chicago saw by the fact that they traded him, I don't think he wanted to be there.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think he wanted to be in Chicago. He didn't have a great second half.
Well, and also, I mean, if he wanted to be in Chicago, don't you think that the deal that he signed with them would have gotten done way earlier in the offseason last year? I feel like that's kind of an indicator, too. It's like, all right, your heart's not really here. Now, granted, the last offseason was really weird for a lot of players. But I think that's an indicator, too, where it's like, okay, if you really wanted to be here, we could have probably worked this out a lot sooner in the offseason and got you into camp and, you know, had you locked up for a longer-term contract as well. I think those are some red flags there as far as him not wanting to be there.
Is the Kyle Tucker upgrade over Cody Bellinger enough to put them in the running for the Central, let alone the World Series, just the Central? Is that upgrade that big? Because that's what I think they're banking on. I think they're banking on, we got to get one of these payrolls off the books, but if we want to compete this year, and I do think they will take a run at Kyle Tucker to re-sign him. I think they probably look at him and identify him as a player that, yes, this guy fits us. I mean, he checks all the boxes. Is Kyle Tucker a big enough upgrade over Cody Bellinger? Not, we'll take out cost and contracts and all that stuff, but on the field, is he a big enough upgrade that the Cubs can make a play next year?
I think so. Obviously, as long as you have him for a full season, which besides
assuming he doesn't get hit by a baseball in his ankle and is out for 3 months.
Yeah. And besides last year, the dude had played 150, 160, like he has played a lot. So I don't think a shin injury is something where you're like, oh, we'll see about his long-term health, you know?
Right.
And he's younger than Bellinger, but not by a lot, 27 versus 29. I think as far as fielding and consistent hitting goes, yes, it's a major upgrade. The question is that how much worse is the division winner going to get? And granted, again, we're going to get to it in the show once again, but they lost their closer. Is there any more moves on their right? They lost Frankie Montas.
Yep. He's a Met.
And so
Devin Williams is a Yankee.
So maybe they see it as like
your two best arms.
Maybe they see this as an opportunity to strike and close the gap.
Craig Counsell's the manager. He knows what's up in Milwaukee.
Yeah. Now, granted, you know, Pat Murphy had a great first season coming from the bench coach.
NL manager of the year.
Yeah. So whether or not it is a definite upgrade. To answer your question, yes, I believe that is a upgrade. Cody Bellinger is a good player. He's not an MVP like he was, but like, God, and of course, like Bossman Cooley, he comes by earlier today and he's like,
hey.
I don't know, is Cody Bellinger, is that even someone you want right now? I'm like, yeah, I would hate to have a former MVP.
I'd be so mad. Yeah. Let me tell you what, Mariner fans are real mad that Cody didn't come to them.
So, but even it's funny though, because yeah, he's a former MVP. Kyle Tucker is not, but if you give me the choice, I am taking Kyle Tucker.
I watch baseball. Yeah, I'm taking Kyle Tucker.
10 times out of 10,
yes,
for sure.
Yes.
So, a definite upgrade, and yeah, maybe they just smell blood in the water, and they feel like, hey, last year was not our year. We've made some moves though to bolster this. I mean, you basically turned Christopher Morel into Kyle Tucker.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty much what you did.
That's more than pretty good.
You sent Morel. And at the end, you got Kyle Tucker.
And I like Christopher Morel. I think he's got some swagger
to
him.
Yeah.
But
I like Isak Paredes a lot. I think he's a really great, versatile infielder. I think he's fantastic.
But I love Kyle Tucker.
But I love Kyle Tucker.
That dude's, he, again, I hope that we get a full 162 or 155, whatever. I have him sit a couple days. I don't care. But I hope that we have a full season out of him because he's good for baseball.